At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, October 14th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a big Friday Night Lights showdown in college football, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time between a pair of American Athletic Conference rivals, Navy and SMU. Currently, SMU is listed as a 12.5-point home favorite with a total of 57. Now, going into this game, Navy has a 2-3 record, and they're feeling good about themselves coming off a big blowout win over Tulsa, winning 51-21 and easily winning outright as a 4.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, SMU not feeling the best. They're 2-3 this year, but they actually started the season 2-0 and have since lost three straight. SMU is coming off a blowout loss to UCF 41-19, failing to cover as a 3-point road dog. Now, this line move has been very interesting with the spread. This game opened with SMU listed as roughly a 10.5-point home favorite, and we've actually seen this line get bet up all the way to minus 14. But then when the line got all the way to 14, you did have some buyback here on Navy, dropping this line back down to 12.5. So the early move has been toward SMU, late buyback to Navy. This is notable because the public's pretty much split down the middle, 50-50. They really don't know what to do here. Both teams are 2-3. Navy, again, coming off the blowout win. SMU coming off the blowout loss. It's a little bit fishy, though. The fact that this line, it just feels a little high, doesn't it? Again, but we're still seeing this movement toward SMU, even though there's been some late buyback Navy. If you look at the open to the current, it still is moving toward SMU from an opener of 10.5 up to now 12.5. But again, when it got to 14, if you did jump on Navy at that number, you are feeling pretty good about yourself because you are beating the closing line at this point. Now, really what SMU is going to bank on is their offense. SMU is averaging 35 points a game, whereas Navy, who runs the ball and chews up the clock and is a little more vanilla on offense, they're only averaging 21 points a game. SMU does have a rest advantage here. They last played on October 5th versus Navy, who played on October 8th. So a three-day rest advantage over Navy in the favor of SMU. Now, I've also seen a little bit of money hit this over. It opened at 56. It's been bet up to 57. Now, that's notable because you actually have 63% of bets on the under. Typically, when you see the military academies, the navies, the air forces, the armies, you're going to get a lot of public betting on the under just because, you know, with so much information out there, you hear so much about these military academies running the ball and doing very well to unders. But this one's notable because 63% of bets are on the under, yet the total rose. So 56 up to 57. If 63% of bets are on the under, shouldn't it fall 56 down to 55, 54? The fact that it went the other way looks like there could be a little bit of contrarian over reverse line movement to this Navy SMU over.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest on this Friday, we're going to look toward some MLB playoff matchups here. So let's go to a big matchup in San Diego, the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. This game kicks off at 8:37 p.m. Eastern time. And what's interesting about this one is that we're shifting from LA to San Diego. And right now the series is tied 1-1. We had the Dodgers win the opener. We had San Diego win 5-3 in game two. So now as we go back to San Diego, the series is tied 1-1. Currently this line is Dodgers listed as roughly a minus 120 road favorite. And San Diego about a plus 105 home dog. And the total in this one is a low total of 7.5. Now the pitching matchup, Tony Gonsolin will take the bump for the Dodgers. He had a great year, 16-1 with a 2.14 ERA. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell, the lefty, who was acquired from Tampa Bay a couple years ago. Went 8-10 with a 3.38 ERA. Snell started very slowly early first half of the year, but really turned it on second half of the year and brought his ERA down quite a bit. What's notable about this one is that the public just will not quit the Dodgers. The Dodgers are getting 70% of bets across the market. Big public play. Obviously, they're the favorites to win the World Series. They set the number one seed overall, had the most wins in MLB, winning 111 games. So the public says, Dodgers, give me Dodgers at minus 120. Take that all day. But it looks like there could be some liability on San Diego here because despite 70% of bets taking the Dodgers, the line really hasn't moved at all. Again, open around minus 120 Dodgers, stayed minus 120 Dodgers. So again, that's notable with such heavy betting on LA. Shouldn't LA be up to minus 130, minus 140? That hasn't happened. It's pretty much stayed where it's at. So that tells me, despite this heavy betting on the Dodgers, there's some liability here on San Diego getting some plus money at home. Also, what's interesting is the total. Now, we've had two straight 5-3 games. Dodgers won the first game 5-3. San Diego won the second game 5-3. That's notable because 2-0 to the over. Both overs were 7.5, and both were able to cash there by the skin of their teeth. But despite the over being 2-0 this series, the books are still making kind of setting a position here on the under because the total opened at 7.5, and it's really juiced up under 7.5 at minus 120. That really tells us that there's still liability to the under. Again, books taking a position on this low-scoring game. And maybe one of these games you don't get that extra run to cash that over. But that's kind of fishy because, again, you've seen these overs cash first two games, yet they're still juicing up the under here. Now, if you do want to kind of take this fishy under 7.5, you probably want to grab it ASAP because it looks like this line is falling down to 7 based on that 7.5 under being juiced up quite a bit with, again, liability under and a hook there. Looks like it may be leaving us soon with the 7.5 falling down to 7. For the other best of the rest, we're going to stick with Major League Baseball postseason. Now let's go to the Bronx for an early game. This is a 1:07 p.m. Eastern time between Cleveland and New York. This is ALDS Game 2. Yankees hold a 1-0 1-0 series lead in this matchup. This is a makeup game from yesterday. This game got rained out. Weather shouldn't be an issue today. 70 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour winds blowing out a little bit. We have seen movement toward the New York Yankees. So Yankees right now are listed around minus 145 with Cleveland around a plus 130, plus 135 road dog here. But this game actually opened Yankees around a minus 130 home favorite. And again, we're seeing this line creep up upwards of minus 150 even at some shops. So movement is going toward the Yankees. Looks like it might be a Pro and Joe kind of matchup here. 75% of bets, but 81% of the money is going with the Yankees. So it tells me that it's a public play, but also maybe some respected money. The fact that this line has moved toward New York, again, as low as minus 130 up to around as high as minus 150. Also looking at the pitching matchup, it's going to be Shane Bieber on the bump for Cleveland. He had a great year, 13-8, 2.88 ERA. But he'll be facing Nestor Cortez, the lefty, who does the interesting leg kick, which always is interesting to me. But Cortez, 12-4, 2.44 ERA. Cortez, the lefty, has been great this year. So good pitching matchup. What is notable also is the total. It opened at 6. It's really juiced up over 6, minus 120. Looks like it's creeping up to 6.5. Some shops are trending in that direction. So, again, with the weather not being an issue, 70 degrees, wind blowing out around 7 to 10 miles an hour, it looks like some liability over, again, opening 6, but being juiced up, like it may go to 6.5. So if you do like that over, you probably want to grab it right now because it is trending up to 6.5. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I'm going to look toward a pair of NHL games tonight. We have 4 games here in the NHL. Yes, the NHL is back. And I have a couple system matches that I'm going to play. So taking a step back real quick, I'm a big hockey bettor. But I think if you're a data-driven contrarian bettor, you got to kind of tweak your model and tweak your approach when it comes to the NHL. Because number one, NHL, it's like baseball. It's a money line sport, total sport as well. But you can really throw away percentages because percentages are super important in heavily bet sports like the NFL, letting you know where the public is and looking for bet discrepancies and looking for low bets, higher dollars. And the NHL, percentages don't mean a lot because, and they're accurate. It's not that they're not accurate. It's just that the NHL is a much lower bet sport. So there really isn't a public per se when you're talking about the NHL. So in terms of looking at a 70-30 bet split on the money line, you know, that team getting 30% really doesn't have any contrarian value because there's no public to bet against. So when I'm betting hockey, I look at it two ways. Number one, line moves. Line moves are really important in the NHL because the fact that it is a lower bet sport and you don't have as much public betting, it is still a sport that a lot of wise guys like to get down on. You know, people who are in Canada who know the NHL, even international money. Hockey is a big European sport. Line moves are important because they're driven almost exclusively by respected bettors who know and love NHL and maybe model the sport and have an edge. So line moves are way more important to me than betting percentages. So with that in mind, a couple bets for me tonight. I'm going to go Tampa Bay Lightning. This is a 7 p.m. Eastern time game tonight, and I am laying minus 185 with the Tampa Bay Lightning. This would match a couple systems for me. Number one, the line move. This opened as low as Tampa Bay minus 165. We've seen the Tampa Bay Lightning get up all the way to minus 185. So that's a 20-cent steam move in favor of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is coming off a loss. They lost 3-1 to the Rangers. So I think you're going to get a good bounce-back performance from the two-time champs. Again, made it to the Cup final last year but lost to Colorado. CBJ also lost 4-1 their first game versus Carolina. But the fact that you have a good, proud team like Tampa Bay coming off a loss, I think you get a good effort out of them today. Also, one of my favorite system matches. Road favorites that are minus 175 or more in the NHL, they went 135-51 last year. That's a 73% win rate with a good return on investment. So we have the line move toward Tampa. We have a hopefully a bounce back here, proud team after losing the opener. We have a good system match. These favorites minus 175 or more, 73% last year. And a little bit of a rest advantage. Tampa last played on the 11th of October, whereas you look at Columbus Blue Jackets, they last played on the 12th. So line move, bet system match, rested, bounce back for Tampa. I am laying Tampa minus 185. The other sweat for me, very similar. I think if you like Tampa, you probably like Carolina. I'm going to lay it with Carolina here as well. Carolina is on the road at the San Jose Sharks. This is a 10:30 p.m. Eastern time game. Similar move here. You know, Carolina opened as a minus 180 road favorite. They've been bet up to minus 200. So we have another 20-cent steam move in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina would match that same system, road favorites, minus 175 or more, 73%. Also, favorite off a win. Your favorite in this game are coming off a win, bringing in some momentum. Those favorites off a win last year went 499 and 246. That's a 67% win rate. You also get Carolina. They're 1-0 this year. Just beat CBJ 4-1. Meanwhile, San Jose, 0-2 to start the year. They were in that international series, and they lost to Nashville Predators 4-1 and 3-2. Now, aside from these system matches, line move toward Carolina, I think one thing that's important to mention, if you're betting hockey and you're betting some of these favorites, it's always bet to risk, not bet to win. Now, that might be confusing. You may not know what that means. But what that means is I'm always risking just one unit on every bet that I make. This is me. This is universal for me no matter what sport I bet on. But if you are going to lay these bigger numbers, a minus 185, a minus 200, it's bet to risk, not bet to win. That means you're always risking one unit. So one unit could be different in terms of the amount for different people, but typically it's going to be around 3% of your bankroll per play. So if you're starting with $100, you're risking $3 a game. That may not sound sexy, but that's kind of a disciplined unit size that will help you when you're struggling to stay alive and not bleed your account there. But I think the distinction here is, you know, a lot of people would look at Carolina minus 200 tonight and lay, 200 to win 100. They would risk two units to win one unit. I don't approach it this way, because if I lose on any bet, I'm only going to lose my one unit. If you start to do bet to win, not bet to risk, and you lose on Carolina, instead of losing one unit, you lose two. Instead of losing one unit, if Tampa Bay loses, you're losing 1.85 units on the minus 185 price. So that's really important here. Basically what this means is, I'm risking one unit on Carolina minus 200, trying to get about a half unit back, basically. And again, risking one unit on Tampa Bay, getting a little more than a half unit back. So I think that's important. It's always, for me, I'm a big proponent of bet to risk, not bet to win. It'll basically save you if you lose on favorites, and it also still turn a decent profit, based on those payouts here when you're going bet to risk, not bet to win. But that about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast for Friday, October 14th. But reminder, the weekend is here. We have a big football weekend ahead. And at VSiN.com, we're going to give you a great amount of information to help you cash some bets this weekend. So just go to VSiN.com/newsletter to get and sign up for our free daily newsletter, getting you great information every morning. We have the great DraftKings bet splits, giving you real percentage of bets and dollars from a big American sportsbook that's licensed and real. Then, of course, follow us on Twitter. You can find me at Josh_insights. You can always follow at VSiN Live. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back on the Morning Bets pod on Monday. But good luck. And hopefully, as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully you can cash some tickets today and this weekend, because, of course, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.